Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time to be discussing anything in regards to the garden. So give us that call. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill is in Minnesota.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. Still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you. Got a question. Yep. Use of preen in the garden, vegetable garden.
Okay.
We're getting up in age and it's harder for us to weed.
Yep,
so we're trying
understand.
To figure out a way to keep the weed problem down.
Okay. Now you're looking to just use the regular preen around the plants. Would you put that down first, or would you be looking to do that?
Either way. We can do it either way. It makes no difference.
Yeah, so I would look at doing doing it after you kind of plant so that
okay.
It can be around the plants. Because sometimes when your plants are young, sometimes they will try to push back on affect some of those plants. So that's why I would look at doing it after the plants have been put into the ground. There's some other products that you could use, just for the different weeds that would be in the garden that would be you could help make it easy for you. Some other ways would be put some of that the black fabric down, putting the black fabric down instead of using just a preventative, using something along those lines to help protect it, make it easier. That you can put down first, right out of the gate. And then you can cut the holes into it. So you can use that. I think sometimes a combination of the two is the best way. That black fabric that you put down can last a few years, so it's not like you're doing it every season. That could be part of it. There is a bone-eyed product that I'm just trying to find on their website. It's a granular form that you could actually put down to take care of some of the weeds as a preventative, and it would be okay for the garden. They have a dimension product that you could use. And again, I'm trying to find it while we talk at the same time.
Right.
But they do have a product you could be using. But if you wanted to go with the preen,
Well,
is
yeah, Gemini's got something, something like that, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not just locked in the thing.
But I get what you're saying. That's what, the idea is preem,
right.
That type of product, the pre-emergent, right?
Yeah, right?
To help you with some of those weeds, make life a little bit easier.
Right.
So, there is, there is the, you're looking for the weed preventer of crabgrass from Bonide. I think I found it here. It's called Crabgrass and Weed Preventer. I'm just going to take a look at the package here. Sometimes they'll say don't use on like vegetable gardens. The thing is when they're early, won't affect it as much. Won't affect like the garden itself.
Right.
So you'd be looking for this, but that regular preen product would be fine. But I would only do it after you've placed the products into the garden, and don't just sprinkle it over the top. Because so there are some out there, like there is a weed called Dodder, D-O-D-D-E-R, that it's a vine that goes over the top. I see it a lot on arborvitaes. Where it has like a pink flower, it almost looks like a morning glory, that type of thing. But it needs to hit some of those leaves sometimes to get rid of it. So that's why.
No, these are just normal leaves. There's no vines or anything in the garden. It's just the average run of the mill weeds.
Okay. Yeah. So I would definitely, I would plant and then put it down around the areas, because you're going to plant anyways, leaving some space in between.
Right.
I might not, like, say you were doing some like tubers, like potatoes, right? That area, I might look at just using like that black fabric or the black plastic in that area versus
the carrot. The carrots and the tube-type plants.
Yeah, those types.
Okay.
If you're looking more at like a tomato, a squash, cucumbers, those types of things, then you could use the pre-emergent around it. That would be the difference, because they're growing up above, right?
Right.
They're not going to be directly affected. So I would look to be doing that.
One other question, if you got a minute.
Yeah.
Potato bugs. We're having a really tough time with potato bugs. Last year we used Captain Jack and Straight 8, and we didn't apply it for 10 days, and potato bugs moved in and destroyed it. I mean, there was nothing left.
Yeah, so you have the potato beetle just coming over everything?
Yep.
All right, and you so you used Captain Jack's, and then you used 8?
Right.
Okay. So I might just go strictly on 8.
Okay.
Instead of going to either, to go into both. And yeah, so I understand why, if you're going in a vegetable garden, you're kind of looking for something organic, right?
Right.
What were they on potatoes, or were they on some other plants?
Because I know some. Definitely was on the potatoes.
Okay.
Every once in a while you'd see them somewhere else, just one, but it wasn't anywhere else they were eating.
Okay. So basically on something along those lines, what you want to do is you want to not just treat, the potatoes themselves. You want to go around it in those areas so that it's protected. You can, when it comes to, I'm trying to find the potato, on the back of the bottle, it'll tell you how many days prior to harvest that you can spray. So when you have like a potato bug here, it's usually about like 14 days prior to harvest that you can still be spraying. Like I kind of look at, because it doesn't, on the back of the bottle, it doesn't say specifically potatoes, but it'll say like a bulb, like an onion or a garlic. So I kind of base it off of that. And it'll say the pre-harvest interval, so number of days to wait between the last application and harvest would be 14 right. days.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, because that's the thing. 8 is a synthetic, right? It's a product that, you know, could affect it, could affect you, right? There is an organic product out there, whereas say it got pretty heavy and you were looking at harvesting, that you could use that I think would be a little bit better for you would be like the you can actually use Rose RX 3-in-1. It's basically a neem oil, or you could use a straight neem oil to get rid of some of these type of insects on there. another thing is really picking some of them off. I know that's going to sound like a pain, but that's part of it.
Okay.
You know, we just talked about trying to make it easier in the garden with using pre-emergent, and here I am telling you to go pick off the potato bugs. But I think you understand what I'm saying. Is the idea is it's a little bit of everything with it. It's not just spraying and being done.
Do they stay in the ground over winter?
Some will. So that's one of the other things is crop rotation, putting them in a different area. Okay, so it's not just about spraying. It's maybe going on the other side.
We got two gardens. We usually switch out every year, but
okay,
I'll do that. So.
All right. I get it. No problem. You have a great one. We'll be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net. and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. My phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bill in regards to a couple things. One of the things he brought up was the potato beetle. And I just wanted to go into a little bit more because, you know, I started talking a little bit about what else you could be doing. One is like the crop rotation, right? Moving them elsewhere. But just realize when you do the crop rotation, you're not putting something that those potato beetles would like in that area. So potato beetles aren't just for potatoes, right? They do like tomatoes and eggplants and some peppers. So kind of got hit by the break there. So hopefully Bill's still listening here. But for any of you who, you know, have had problems with the Colorado potato beetle in the past, you know, crop rotation is one thing. But making sure that when you do the crop rotation, you're not using something else that it likes. So that was one of the questions, one of the reasons why I had asked Bill, is it just on your potatoes? Because again, it will go after tomatoes, eggplants, and peppers. In the past, I've had some people talk a lot about it being on eggplants and peppers. So those are some things to be thinking about. Now, there were some things, you know, some other things you can be doing. You can be looking at using like a trap crop, right? Something on the outside of the garden that attracts these, you know, these insects to it. Then they colonize there. That being said, you know, it would have to be something that you don't, you know, you don't really want, right? Something you're not looking to, you know, produce. You know, so there's some out there. They actually, you know, one recommendation is to actually plant potatoes for that trap crop. So from the outside, somewhere else, maybe you can plant them there and get them away from the garden. There are some beneficial insects that will actually work on the younger stages. So the ladybugs and lacewings, the green lacewings, those would be working to help get rid of those potato beetles. Another thing, so, you know, the more I thought about it, Bill had made the comment that he used Captain Jack's, which is a spinosad product, right? So you can use the spinosad, but it needs to be early. It needs to be when they're in the early stages, right? So there's that combination of what you can use. The spinosad will kill those beetles in the young stages in the third and fourth instar, so they haven't completely turned into a full-grown beetle, if you will, right? They're not all the way to that that ugly, like, brown and black beetle. They're not completely there, right? But this one, won't kill, like, some of their the other beneficial insects that are there, right? Those lacewings and the beetles, it won't hurt them. But again, this is to be done when they're young. So when you start to see eggs hatching, not that you're out there that early seeing some of these eggs hatching, but that's when the spinosad or the Captain Jacks should be used. Later on, when they've become beetles themselves, neem oil would be the organic way to get rid of it. You can use the bonide neem oil. That can be sprayed all over it. Look straight for a neem oil, I was talking about using the Rose RX 3-in-1, which is neem. But if you look at the percentage of neem oil in the Rose RX versus straight neem oil, it's night and day. So neem oil would be the organic way to do it. And again, if it's very bad, you could use the 8 vegetable, fruit, and flower. They have the concentrate. So I looked at the concentrate during the break because I couldn't remember if the ready-to-use or the concentrate had potatoes on it, and the concentrate shows the potatoes. And it actually says this can be applied up to 7 days prior to harvest. And this is one that you don't want to make more than 12 applications. So if it's really bad, look at some of those other options. So just wanted to follow up on that. If you have questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The unarmed Air Force veteran shot and killed by Capitol Police Wednesday is now under investigation. The U.S. Attorney for District of Columbia has opened a federal excessive force investigation into the shooting death of Ashley Babbitt, a 35-year-old from San Diego, California. U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin has also opened a homicide investigation into the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died of a stroke after engaging protesters. Search and rescue teams have recovered bodies and debris from the site of a Boeing 737 passenger plane crash in the Sea of Jakarta off Indonesia. The Boeing 737-500 was carrying 62 passengers and crew when air traffic controllers lost contact with the plane 4 minutes into Saturday's 90-minute flight. Both Amazon and Apple are attempting to silence the new social media platform Parler. Amazon says it will kill their servers at midnight. Apple removed the app from its app store. Their complaint is that Parler does not moderate the content. USA Radio News. Riots not in D.C. over the summer was no big deal to D.C. lawmakers with very little condemnation. Now that riots took place in D.C.'s backyard, everyone has an opinion. So how safe is D.C.? Tim Berg reports.
Washington, D.C. is increasing security measures around the Capitol. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser saying they're getting ready for more protests ahead of the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Ken Cuccinelli is the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. He says everything will be safe in Washington, D.C.
America can be very confident, and so can the president-elect and everybody who will be present that day. That will be a safe event from start to finish. And January 6th doesn't change that a bit. It may heighten a lot of people's attention, but we have been engaged with all of the law enforcement, including National Guard out of DOD.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob in South Portland.
Good morning, Bob. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I'd like your opinion or your suggestion for what strawberry plants do very well here in Maine.
Okay.
And the other idea I have is, seeing our soil isn't great for growing below the surface, what's your thoughts on growing carrots in a 5-gallon bucket?
Okay. So the best strawberries that you're looking for in Maine, I mean, there are so many different types that you could be using.
Do all strawberry plants create runners?
The majority of them will. What I would... so this is the thing that... So with strawberries, they have some that will just be one style,
one crop,
some that'll have more. Some of the varieties you could look at that would do well up in the Maine area would be like a share crop. They have another one called Mohawk. They have another one called Nor'easter. They call it Northeaster. Sorry, not Nor'easter. I'm used to say it Nor'easter. Those would be a few to do. What I would be looking at is looking for strawberries that are full season crops, not just your one and done types. Because... as you know, in Maine, you can have a frost late, you can have cold temperatures late and early in the season. So making sure it has multiple crops will help make sure you get one versus not having any if it's, an early grower. You know what I mean?
Okay, so what is that feature called, the end of it, may I ask?
I'm trying
full
to think.
Season?
It's a full season, but it's a... I'm trying to think the exact name. For some reason, the name is out of my head
just here. Not coming to the, it's just not coming to the to be a dog, right?
Yeah, but I think it might be called Everbearing. I'm just trying to think, but there is you know the two styles. There's the one season, the early, and then there's I believe they want to call it like an ever. Everberry or Everbearing. It's going to come to me at some point here, probably while we're talking at the same time. Now, your second question. What was the second question again?
The second question is, we have a lousy soil base below the top surface and some of the beds, and we've never been able to grow root crops.
Yep.
So what I'm wondering is, could I plant, like, carrots in a 5-gallon bucket?
Oh, I definitely think you could. You know, when I was looking at Burpee's website, they actually have a whole thing on container gardening. And they actually have a video on how to grow carrots in a container. You can do it early spring and again in the fall. It was actually kind of cool. I randomly found it maybe a couple months ago. I was just looking at their website, looking for ideas. And they showed carrots, and another one was beets growing in containers, right? So if you want to maybe watch the video, you can. It's it's at burpee.com. There's a when you go to their website, there's a spot that says garden advice and how to. When you click on there, look at container gardening, and those will actually pop up. It has some other ideas on there as well, but it made me think, you know, you could do some others. It's just like kind of like a potato, right? You know, we talk about those potato bags. I think you and I have had the conversation about the old tires, right?
Yes, correct.
We're not doing the tire effect, but it's a container effect that can do the same for some of those other vegetables that might not just grow. I mean, as you know, the soil isn't that great. So, you know, raised gardens or any style like that is what you're looking to do. And you can definitely do it with carrots, beets. I'd even see it with, like, radishes.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Okay.
Radishes and carrots might be a little easier because you can almost put those pretty close to each other, you know, inches versus feet away from each other.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd be looking at maybe, you know, getting like a, so this is just a thought, and I'm kind of just spitting here, but getting like a squat pot, like a 20-gallon squat pot. And when I say squat pot, it's not like the tall ones, it's a little shorter, because we're not looking for carrots that are going to be 2 feet tall. You could be looking for carrots that maybe are, you know, like a foot or so. And getting a bigger container and spreading them out that way. Or you can do some smaller buckets, even like, you know, that 5-gallon bucket, if that's what you have, try it out. Just don't put it so close to the edge when you plant it.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Because when they expand, they're going to hit that pot.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then they're going to kind of stop. It's also, what will also happen is if they hit the side of the pot, they're going to dry out a little bit easier because it's touching that plastic, which will heat up. The sun's going to hit it a little easier versus if it was in the soil. So kind of think about that when you're doing it.
Okay, sure.
So that's kind
sure.
of what brought me to like getting a squat pot or something like that. But you can definitely do it in containers. It would be something you could do like right in, even inside, you know, when it's sun, where, you know, put it in like a south-facing window where it's warm. I mean, how cool would that be to be growing carrots, you know, December, January, February in the house and just being able to use, you know, the fresh ones?
I was going to ask you that same question about growing, like, flowers. What flowers could you grow in the house at this time? because our amaryllises are now gone, and now the other day the wish came up that we could have some flowers growing in the house.
Yep.
It would take a while. Where would you suggest I go for what seeds and flowers might?
Well, so you could be looking at any type of annual or perennial if you just wanted to keep it indoors in a sunny window, and you know, with the warmth inside. I use Burpee as an example. Just my biggest thing of using Burpee is the information on their website.
Okay.
You know, I'm not saying you have to buy a Burpee seed, but I love the amount of information that's on there. So you could click on a perennial, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and get to the perennial that they sell, and they have tons of different container perennials, right? That you could start doing right now. You know, they have some echinacea, right? Some different echinacea. They'll actually, you know, if you're looking to plant them indoors, they're saying February. So say you wanted to bring them outside, and that was the goal. It'll tell you to start in February, the end of February, to get them ready to go outside by the end of May. Or if you're just looking to keep them inside, you could just start them indoors now and just go from there. You know, so that's one of the things. You know, I wouldn't specifically pick like an echinacea because of the fact that how long it's going to take to flower.
Sure.
But I think you get the idea here of what I'm saying. It's going to give you that information. From there, I might look at some different seed companies. My favorite seed company out there is Botanical Interests. Okay, that's
Okay.
They are out of Colorado. It's a family-run business. They have some really high-quality seed there. You're not going to see them in, like, the box store. You're going to see those at, like, a garden center. And that's kind of, you know, I like them. Like I said, I look at Burpee because Burpee has tons of information. They have years upon years of experience there, so they're going to have all that information. But I look at maybe going into like buying like a Botanical Interest seed. You know, you can find those at a local garden center. They're going to have different vegetables, herbs, flowers, etc. And one of the things I like about them is they will actually have a ton of heirloom seeds.
Okay.
They'll also have a whole section of organic versus non-organic seeds. So we're talking the way they have been produced is organically. Okay. Versus non-organic seeds. And they might have been, you know, most of the process done organically, but there was that one step where they can't consider it 100% organic. So that's why they don't say organic on it. But so that's one of the things that I always take a look at in between the two. I don't specifically look at it and say I need an organic seed myself, but I know a lot of people out there do. So that's why I like that option. It's not just a, you know, this is the seed. This is what you get. There's the option.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good, young man.
All right,
Bob.
Another week
of research. Thanks
again.
You take good care and stay safe.
You too.
Thank you.
Right. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Sun's popping out, looking like a nice day. Like I said, it's going to warm up a little bit into about the 40s, low 40s. So, you know, should be a nice little day to get outside. I know my wife and kids this morning are going to be going for a walk to get some of that morning energy out, and they're going to enjoy the rest of their day from there. So definitely a good day to get outside and enjoy it. If you do have some questions for us, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So now, like I was saying to Bob here, you know, I love the website when it comes to Burpee Seeds, just because of the years of experience that they've had, the years of information. It's easy to read when it comes to their charts and everything. I don't have a problem with their seeds by any means. They have great seeds as well. But for me, I'd be looking at, you know, a botanical interest seed, because I know that's going to come from, you're going to be able to get it at just the local garden centers. It's not mass produced, right? It's produced by a family. That family has been around for years upon years. So that's why, you know, I'll do that. That's the difference between the two. There's no problem with Burpee Seeds. If you want to go with Burpee Seeds, great. But I like the botanical interests. So questions or calls, give us that call, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about a little over 2 hours left in the show, so we got plenty of time to answer those gardening questions. If you do have some questions, or you just can't get to us at that time, you can go to our website at paulparent.com, and you can actually get some of the podcasts, so you'll be able to listen to the previous hours. You'd also you can get on there. We have a spot where you can sign up for the newsletter. We have another spot that you can email us. So our website has some information on there. Again, that website is paulparent.com. You can listen live. You can listen another time. So take a look at it. In the meantime, we do have a call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Cindy is in East Hampton.
Cindy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah. Hi.
Good morning.
I called last week regarding insects and birds and and flowers and vegetables. I grow vegetables and stuff like that. I haven't done my garden in a while, so I'll have to dig up all the grass and all that. Should I put I have like chives and stuff like that. Should I put that black thing down before I hit the chives and have all the weeds die that way before I, because I usually do a little bit of flowers so it looks nice scenery from the road, and
yep,
then vegetables according to the height of the thing in the backyard.
Okay, so one of the things when it comes to using like the black plastic, if you're looking to kill weeds that are there, it takes more time. Whereas if you're looking to just help prevent some of the weeds from growing through, that's when it's ideal to use. So I'd be looking at it, you know, that way. You could, I'd have no problem with you using the black plastic. I think it is very beneficial to a garden to help prevent those weeds. But if you're trying to cover those chives and kill the chives themselves.
No, I'm not going to plant. The chives are excellent for me.
Okay. I love there is that wild chive that some people just don't want to have.
Oh, no, no. These are regular chives that have been growing for a while.
Okay. Well, you could just put it around it then in those areas. But I would put the black plastic or that fabric down before you plant anything personally. It's easier, right?
Yeah.
If you kind of know where the chives are going to be,
yeah,
you can just place it around it. But definitely use it first. It makes life easier later. It's not saying that all the weeds are going to be prevented because some of those weed seeds that are in the air can float and hit on top of that and actually just grow from there. So you might have some, but I would definitely look at using that weed fabric.
Oh, okay. That's great. Because, like, I don't want to put a lot of hassle in when I dug up the grass in order to put the garden in, and then they put the drainage pipe right where I had the garden. So I had to maneuver, like, a gully and all this other stuff, but you know, it's a challenge for me, but I'm pretty open to suggestions and stuff like that. So I mounted up after doing the gully with the grass, you know, to make the gully so that it wouldn't go into the garden. I mounted it with pot soil in order to make it higher.
Yep.
And then I'm familiar with rotating plants.
Yep.
It's good to rotate them. But I always have to buy my basil because you can only plant basil. It's not like it rejuvenates or anything like that. But as far as rotating, what would you suggest as far as rotating? Because I do tomatoes. I do usually cherry tomatoes come up faster than the bigger tomatoes.
Yep.
And then a lot of hot, various hot peppers.
Yeah, no, I mean, so the rotating of crops, it can be done using the same crops just in different areas of the garden, or it can just be different crops in general for different years. I mean, the sky's the limit on what you want to do. Basically, all you're trying to do is, if you're rotating, just say you're doing tomatoes, the next year don't do tomatoes in that section. Do something completely different, and it can be anything. Really, it can be anything. It's just the movement of the crop so that insects and that type of thing don't get stuck in one area. I got to go to break. I apologize. I'll be back in a few.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.